The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball was with me earlier, looking ahead to the weekend's sporting action. And there was mention, of course, of the Six Nations. Ireland taking on Italy after a tough outing against France last week. Eimear Considine is with me, the former Irish international, and Silvia Tirani, who's an Italian international, plying her trade as well with Harlequins. You're both very, very welcome. Eimear, what did you make of the performance against France last week?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, I really believed going into the game last week that Ireland could do it. And at glimpses, we saw glimpses of them almost, getting over the line certain times. But it was, I suppose, their own mistakes that kept France in the game. And I think that's the most disappointing part of last weekend, is that had Ireland not made those mistakes and gifted back possession back to France, they would have done so much better. And they would have been, I suppose, it was a close game as it was, but Ireland, I suppose, would have kept some more points off the board from the French side if they had just, I suppose, kept possession and not gifted back the ball to France, which I suppose from chatting to a few of the girls afterwards and even from listening to some of the interviews, they're disappointed, but I suppose with optimism in that they almost could have beaten France. I know it's almost and it's could have, but it gives them a bit of hope, that if they reach them again or if they meet them again in the World Cup later on in the year, that they might get the edge in them next time.
So what, I mean, there's three changes going into this match from an Irish point of view. What lessons then will they be looking to learn?
I suppose they're looking to create a bit more in attack play from, I suppose, general play. Like line outs and scrum were pretty good last weekend and we got good return off that, I suppose, with our scores. But it was just our attacking play around the park, I suppose the unstructured play. I'd say they'd be looking to tidy that up and create a little bit more in the wider channels. Like the backline we have are lethal and the wingers we have are so fast. We didn't actually give them an opportunity to get the ball into their hand as much as they should have last week. I suppose that was down to, I suppose, the way that Ireland play as well with the territory game. It's kicking, but I suppose it's knowing when to kick and when to pass and looking up and seeing, yes, territory is important, but have we got an overlap here? Do we have numbers up? And can we play to our fast wingers to get some ground and rebuild again and get the next phase set? I suppose errors in handling errors were a major thing last week that Ireland will definitely look to tidy up. And I suppose that just comes with the intensity of playing a match like France. Hopefully they'll have fixed that this week. So I suppose keeping their errors down and then getting a bit more in general play will add to what they had already done with last week with the set piece.
Sylvia, from an Italian point of view, I mean, you'd England in the first game, which is always going to be a tough task. I mean, they're such a superpower in the women's game. What lessons will Italy have learned from that, and what will be their expectation now going into the weekend?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, as you said, England is always going to be like a tough game for us, especially as a first game. We only had one camp before playing England and a couple of days together. So we were definitely not ready, especially with a new head coach wanting to play with a new system, a new game plan and everything. We knew it was not going to be perfect. We can definitely take some pride in the second half, especially. So I'd say looking to the next game, definitely we want to start stronger. We knew we didn't start strong enough and that cost us lots of pride in the first half. So definitely a better start. And then the focus is always that, to find that confidence and then audacity we want to play with.
So what will be the key battles? What parts of the field? Who will you be looking at as indications that things are going well for Italy?
So definitely Ireland comes with lots of threats. We know their forwards are really good ball carrier. So definitely from a forwards perspective, both the scrum and line out are important piece for us, but also open spaces, knowing that we are tackling hard and we're double tackling and we are keeping their attacking threats under pressure. That would definitely be a good indicator as much as getting the ball back quick. And probably from a back's perspective, it's going to be a big, big territory battle, a big, big kicking game. So that will be probably their key focus area there.
How much confidence do you derive from having beaten Ireland, say, in the last two tournaments?
I'd say, yeah, it's always great, knowing that we beat them before, but they're growing a lot and a new game hasn't been played yet, so it's always a new game. I say, as a team, we have a lot of respect for Ireland. We know they're playing really well and they are growing a lot. So it's a new a new, like, new game, never played before, and it's going to be like, we'll play better in the day.
Emer, what will you be looking out for, say, in terms of the early exchanges in the game as an indication that, yes, you know, we've learned from some of those mistakes you mentioned that were made against France and more options available from an attacking point of view? What would be good indicators?
I think, I suppose, at the start, we want to get territory and play in the right areas of the field. So it will be that kicking game. I suppose Italy have a new 10 in this week with an injury to their previous 10 from last week. And that will probably be an area that Ireland will look to exploit in relation to their backline. They're very experienced, but the 10, I suppose, is not 20 caps. You know, it's still an experienced amount of caps, but not their main contender first at 10 spots. So I think Ireland will be looking to capitalise on that kicking battle there and try and win that battle, just to ensure that they play in the correct areas of the field. I think Ireland's defence is very good. It's very connected under Hugh Hogan, and they'll be backing that defence. But similarly, Italy's defence was fantastic, especially in the second half last week. And they managed to get points on the board against England. So we know that they're able to keep an English team to one try in 40 minutes. So their defence is super. So Ireland, like I said, are going to have to play in the right areas of the field, but then create something a bit more special than what they did last week. And we saw it in glimpses that they can make line breaks, but it's the last pass, it's the right decision, it's the correct offload and when to do it. And I suppose just be a little bit more patient, because that Italian defence is quite good, and you won't break it down on first or second phase. You're going to have to be patient, get your setup again, and I suppose suck players into the ruck, be dominant around the ruck area, and eventually we'll get the ball out to Amy Lee or to Stacey and Anna McGann, and the scores will get scored.
Well, I'll have to ask you for a prediction then before I let you go. So, Emer, what do you think?
I think Parma is always a difficult place to play in. Italy will have the mental advantage of, I suppose, winning the last two outings. And I suppose Ireland have a bad record in Parma. I think it's going to be very, very close. I have to say Ireland will win, but I don't think it'll be as easy as some people may think.
Sylvia, I mean, as a current player, it feels unfair to ask you, but I'll ask anyway. Give it. How do you think it's going to go?
Yes, as she said, it's really hard to say. Like, obviously, I want us to win, and I hope that will be us who came on top. But I know for sure it will be a really tough game for probably both of us. As I said, both teams are really physical, and like, I have so much respect for like Ireland, like attacking our Irish defence. They're just like really physical, using to play with Tracy Edel, and like she's just like the strongest tackler ever, like mass on the pitch. So I know they're all like that, and I know it's going to be a tough game, but hopefully also a really good game.
All right. Well, listen, we look forward to it, and Sylvia, for what it's worth, I mean, I hope Emer won't mind me saying it, but best of luck to you, and best of luck to everybody at the weekend. Sylvia Tirani is a Harlequins player and Italian international. Emer Constantine, former Irish international. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.